Hello and welcome back to Chatting It Up with Sifo. My name is Ofora and today I'll be talking about the last couple of months and the way forward. I know I haven't been able to publish any episodes, but I'm here now and I have so much more to share. Last time I spoke a little bit about my background and what I do, and so I finally managed to finish my year of volunteerism with CTA. We had a graduation ceremony and I gave the service leader address. The whole event was amazing. It was emotional but amazing. It was amazing. So the last couple of months have been eventful. I finished CT year, I went to do some internship, and I met a whole different group of people, which was great. But I also lost interest in quite a number of things, and I also realized that people around us do not pay as much attention to our non-verbal way of communicating as much as we'll like them to. And that is very sad, because then people, if you're an extrovert, people are only used to you being opinionated and loud and outgoing, and the minute you not all those things anymore, they just think you have changed. They won't think that you're going through tough times. Most of them will just say, oh, you have changed, but they won't pin it down to you being sad. I have a very good friend I talk to. His name is Oluwase Funmi, which means God has done this for me, and I feel Olua is God sent. I mean, God has used him to talk to me, to encourage me. I mean, God has used him to give me a chance. That's it. So, on my previous episode, I said that the next episode I will have a friend of mine and we'll get to talk about his life and his story, his background. However, I didn't get the chance to do that and it discouraged me. So I didn't publish anything anymore. I didn't publish. So Olua realized that and asked me the reason why I haven't been publishing. I told him and we got to talk, and he ended up saying that I should just go back to publishing. And I said, but how could I, while I had promised that I'll have somebody else here the next time? And he's like, it is what it is. I need to go back and just say exactly what happened and move on. Because sometimes things don't always go according to our plans, and I really felt that I related to that. So here I am, currently in South Africa. We are under lockdown because of the coronavirus. So the lockdown started on the 26th of March and was supposed to be uplifted on the 16th of April. But because of the increasing number of infections, the lockdown was then extended to the 30th of April. And now we are in level 4, which started on the 1st of May. And we are just waiting for the government to tell us when will level 3 be again. So yeah, the lockdown took quite a lot from me. I wasn't prepared for it at all. I actually don't think anybody was prepared for it, because it is just so sudden. I mean, yes, we heard about it from China, but while it was away from home, we were a little bit, how can I say, relaxed about it. But the minute it hit home, it was just panic. It's just mad panic. I didn't know how to deal with it, and it made me feel very restricted, and it just added more frustrations on top of the frustrations I already had. I mean, under normal circumstances, I would have the choice to either stay home or go out, but with the lockdown, I have absolutely no choice. I need to stay at home unless I'm going out to get essential items, or going to work if I'm an essential worker, of which I am not. So basically, I'm stuck at home, and that messes up with my head a little bit. So some of the negative sides of this pandemic, especially in the first few weeks, besides the fact that it is killing people, I felt deprived. I was unable to do a lot of things. I was unable to sleep. I was unable to study. And I became this person that is quiet, which was out of the norm for me. And I found myself incapable of communicating with other people. But as time went on, I started seeing the lights. You know, I started seeing the positive side. You know, I got to understand it much better. I finally had a lot of time to spend with family. I had a lot of time to work on things I always said I would do, but never get the chance to. And I also met amazing people through an Instagram live. So what happened was, one day I was reading the news on my phone, and then I got a notification that someone was going live on Instagram. I joined, and I got to know that that virtual open mic was for artists to perform whatever they want to. Singers, rappers, poets, all were welcome, because it was National Poetry Month, April. And I decided to perform. I did one of my pieces, and it was well received, and I liked that. So I carried on joining that live every night and sharing more and more of my work. And that motivated me to go back into writing. And I also got the strength to finally do this podcast. And I've decided that from now on, during my episodes, I will be giving or performing one poem. And I'll also get to talk a little bit about the motivation behind it. So for today, I am going to do a piece I wrote last year. It is titled Suicide Knot. Suicide Knot. Being born and raised in an environment that made you a hero before you were born, putting you on a pedestal so high that even Mushu will have dizzy spells, crowned you savior before you even started to talk, labeled you the breaker of the circle, titled you the elderman of an entire kingdom because you are royalty without blue blood. Society puts so much pressure on us that when we can't cope, they feed us the mumbo jumbo about how depression is only for the fairer skinned. Society is ready to praise you for your achievements, yet some have said you will never make it. Society is ready to shame you for feeling sad yet aren't willing to help. You have read that depression is bad, giving you thoughts which will most likely lead to you committing suicide. But what if I tell you different? Will you still do it? Will you still put an end to your life? What if I tell you that you being depressed is you recognizing that you have the potential to be great? What if I tell you that you being depressed is you wanting to be by yourself so you can think about your future? What if I tell you that you being depressed is you wanting to be by yourself so you could be calm enough to consult with the inner you? Calm enough to consult with the me, myself, and I? What if I tell you that you being depressed and wanting to sleep yourself away until the world ends is just another way of your brain telling you to take it easy, to relax because you have been thinking a lot and it needs a break for just a minute? What if I told you that your summit is not the same as somebody else's? Will you still do it? Will you still put an end to your life? Suicide not. So that was that. I wrote this piece last year after I got out of a dark place. I wrote it so that I can encourage other people, to let them know that it isn't always the solution. You know, it's unfortunate that some people feel that when they are going through things they can't cope, the only solution is to take their own lives, which really isn't. So this piece is just looking at another aspect of when we are feeling all down and sad. We don't want to do a lot of things. So it's just to encourage them to let them know that it's okay to go through those emotions. It's really is okay. But that doesn't mean that you need to take your own life. No, we sometimes put so much pressure on ourselves that it gets a bit too much. We need to realize that some goals we set will take a lot of energy from us. So we need to learn to be kind and patient with ourselves, because miracles really do not happen overnight. And we need to be able to open ourselves up so that being seen as vulnerable, whatever that may mean, shouldn't be such a huge deal. We need to also be at that certain level of understanding so we don't harshly judge other people, especially those who decide to tell us what they are going through. We need to empathize. We need to start paying more attention to other people's nonverbal way of communicating as well. Because when somebody stops being their normal self and starts acting a different way, yes, sure, it may be seen as you maturing or just changing, but how sure are we if we don't talk, if we don't ask, if we don't check up on people? But yeah, so we need to communicate and know how to communicate. So yeah, that is that. Thank you very much for listening. I'm already looking forward to the next episode. Until then, peace to you.